I think Mar says in Daf Ein Vav Amud Aleph, trying to figure out the case of when the somebody went to hire the pilum for the Baal Bayis, and he said something different than what the Baal Bayis says. So Mar says La'olam Damar the Baal Bayis Barabah. Baal Bayis told them to hire them for 4 zuzim. Bazel Iovam Rebetasa, and he hired them for 3. But Ikamer Sabe Vekibo, so are you going to tell them? Mar said they're in the Kabbalah. They're masking to what that person told them, and they should. How could they have Teraimus? So Gemara says, "Damalei, they could say to him, Leisa chaltum to tell me bailov. Don't you hold that you shouldn't take away from the bailov what they deserve? And therefore, even though they were masking to what he said, but they could have tannis in him. Then why did he shortchange them? Why did he not give them all the money that they could have possibly gotten? So on these words, altum to tell me bailov. Rashi says, pasuk u'bemishle. He says, altum to tell me bailov, pasuk u'bemishle. And the question is, what is Rashi saying with that? Why is he telling us that this is a pasuk in Mishle? He doesn't usually say that whenever the Gemara brings down a pasuk." So the Marshal over here has 2 pshatim. Marshal says one pshat is the Rashi is coming to say that how do we know that that's a nisr? How do we know that that's something that could create teraimus? He's saying it's a pasuk in Mishle, and if it's a pasuk, it's something that it's binding. Akedekach that they have a right to have teraimus on him. That's one pshat. And he says another pshat that maybe Rashi was bothered that why is it altum l'tayim mi'bailim? It should be altum l'tayim mi'pailim. Over here, the tayim they're taking away is not from the bailim; it's from the pailim. So therefore, he says Rashi is providing that by saying it's a pasuk in Mishle. We're just using it sort of a lashon melitza, even though it doesn't fit in exactly. We quoted the lashon of the pasuk, and over here the bailim is referring to the pailim. So both pshatim are good pshatim that are mazar why Rashi says this. So we hear pasuk in Mishle. The problem is that this is something Rashi does many times throughout Shas. Lav dafka over here and in these other places, these birim obviously are not gonna work. So the question is why there must be some other underlying reason why Rashi does this, why he says pasuk u'bemakom pleni, and the question is why. So just l'mashal, one place is the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says va'amar Rava Ayla Dairon. Ayla is a Dairon. When you bring a carbon Ayla, it's considered a matana. So Gemara says hechi dam idulek a tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, then zevach Hashem toheva. Then it's not a Dairon, it's a toheva. V'idik a tshuva, then the Gemara has a different kasha. So on those words zevach Hashem toheva, Rashi does the same thing. Rashi says zevach Hashem toheva pasuk u'bemishle. It's a pasuk in Mishle. The question is again, what does Rashi mean with that? Why is Rashi telling us that this is a pasuk in Mishle? What is the pshat over there? These pshatim of the Marshal would not fit in over there in Zvachim. So I think the pashas is, and I think this fits in all the places, and Rashi does this, that Baderech Lama, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, the Gemara always says either Shanama or the Chsiv. It's clear that the Gemara is quoting a pasuk. The Gemara says a certain thing, and it says we learn it off in the pasuk. But over here, the Mashal and the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara doesn't say Shanama, it doesn't say the Chsiv, it just says Vama Rava Eilu Dayani, and it says Hechidam, either like a tshuva, Zevach Hashem Ta'eva. Just goes right into the pasuk. There's no Shanama. So one could mistakenly read the Gemara that Zevach Hashem Ta'eva is not a pasuk, but it's a svar that the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, there's no tshuva, then it's a Zevach Hashem is Ta'eva. It's not something which the Torah wants, so therefore that can't be the case. So if you could read it into the Gemara without realizing that's a pasuk, and it could just be a svara, Rashi asked the Bavar, and say, no, this is a pasuk. Pasuk of Mishle, don't think this is a svara of the Gemara, but it's a pasuk. And who would then over here? It's the same thing. The Gemara says, there's no shenama, there's no dechsiv. The Gemara just says, v'dekamis av v'kibol damilei, they say to him, leisach al tem natami bailim, don't you hold it, you can't take away taiva from the bailim. So one could mistakenly, very easily read this as just a svara ma'amah. That's her taina to them. We have taimus because why are you taking away taiva from the bailim? But one could read the whole Gemara without realizing that it's a pasuk. So just like he does in Zvachim, he does over here, and he says pasuk u'bemishle. That's the derech of Rashi. Whenever the pasuk is quoted in a way where it doesn't say shenamar d'chsev, and one could easily read it into the Gemara as just being a svar ba'alma, he goes out of his way to tell you that this is not a svar; it's a pasuk, and that could be the beer in Rashi in all these different places.